Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Eric, we have some big news. BravoCon is coming back.
Oh my God, finally. We have been waiting so long. We did not get one in 2020, as we were all hoping, after the epic 2019 premiere BravoCon. But now, October 15th through 17th, 2021, we are back.
It's going to be in New York City again with an even bigger and better experience, if that's possible. We're talking more panels, more Bravo celebrities, and I can't believe I'm saying this, more fun.
If that's even possible.
Right.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Housewives Museum again. I hope we get another one of those because, honestly, I didn't even get a chance to pass through there last year.
I know.
Well, everyone, stay tuned for more info and get excited.
In honor of this incredible news, Eric and I wanted to put together the daily recaps we did from the very first BravoCon weekend back in 2019. If you don't remember, for those who couldn't be there in person, we were breaking it all down. And I just feel like it'd be a fun walk down memory lane to revisit. So let's take a listen.
Hey guys, it's Eric J. Mack.
And hi, this is Sarah Harley.
Coming at you almost live after day two of BravoCon.
Eric, day two of BravoCon. How are you?
I am surviving and thriving.
Tell me everything. Okay. I mean, I already lost my voice just from being at the live show.
Right.
So I can't even imagine how you're doing.
I am doing great. So day two just wrapped. Day one was incredible. Mm-hmm. Epic. Proportion. We opened up the day with the OG panel. Surprise appearance by Kim Richards.
Amazing.
Which, as you guys may know, she is one of my favorite housewives, and there is a specific reason, and that is because she looks like my mom. And my mom's name is Kim.
Amazing.
So I've just always had a soft spot for her.
Did you get a picture with her?
No, and that was the other thing. I'm trying to find her at this event, but there's so much going on. There's people everywhere. There's so many different venues. There's so many panels. In addition to the live show that we wrap tonight, Megan and I are also doing like on-camera interviews for BravoTV.com. So we're just like all over the place.
That's crazy. So who have you interviewed so far for BravoTV.com?
So day one, I had Roni Ladies. I had Countess Luann.
Ooh.
I had Tinsley, who also gave a surprise appearance with her mom, Dale. So I got to interview Dale and meet Dale, and she is lovely. And then after Tinsley and Dale, I had Dorinda.
Who is best dressed so far that you've seen?
Well, what's funny is that when I spoke to the Roni ladies, we did like a superlatives game with them. So we were like, do, you know, some people from your cast, or it can be other housewives if you want. And I was like, richest and all of these different categories. And I asked most stylish. And Luann answered Dorinda.
Oh.
And then Dorinda answered herself when we asked her, naturally. But honestly, the way she was dressed was fantastic. She had like her hair up, that like fur black vest, like long black pants. I thought she looked great. But there's been so many looks already. I'm trying to think from day one to day two. I mean, Portia was sporting a boot because she just had foot surgery, but she managed to make that look fabulous.
And what a trooper she is for doing that.
Yeah, she came out in a wheelchair during her panel.
Amazing.
Which was today. And then today, actually, for the on-camera interviews that we did, I got to speak with Cynthia and Kenya, which I was super excited about because I've never met Kenya, and she is just like everything to me. And then I also spoke to Captain Lee and Chef Ben, and Captain Lee actually celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Oh, was there anything special that happened for him?
There was. They had some balloons and champagne that they brought out during the first Below Deck panel that they had, which was like Kate, Captain Lee, Captain Sandy, Joao, and Colin. So they brought out these balloons. It was his 70th birthday. And, you know, when I spoke to him, I was like, Captain Lee, like, how else are you planning to celebrate? And he was like, honestly, this is the best way I could ask. Like, I'm meeting so many fans. It's been so amazing. I'm meeting other Bravo celebrities. He was like, this has just been such a wonderful experience.
That is adorable.
Now,
did I dream this or did this actually happen? Did Colin bring his mom to
BravoCon? He did.
Oh, my God.
He did. And that's the thing is, like, I mean, obviously, everyone knows that BravoCon tickets are a very coveted thing.
Yes.
But even talent, it was like they were only really allowed to bring one person. So like everyone had to decide, am I going to bring my makeup artist or am I going to bring my husband? But Colin, being the good old Long Island boy that he is, brought his mom.
Be still my heart.
I know, I know. And I think he confirmed he was single.
Okay.
So ladies, take note.
He loves his mom. That means he'd love you too.
Exactly.
That's how it goes. So going back to Real Housewives of New York City, there was a big announcement that happened yesterday.
Yes. I mean, the streets have been talking.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, I think, had previously identified Leah McSweeney as the new Roni housewife, but she made her big debut during like the largest Watch What Happens Live, which filmed last night.
How was she? Did she look nervous at all? I feel like if I was the new housewife and I was walking into this huge stage at this iconic event, I would be a little bit nervous.
As like the new girl at school. I know. Well, the thing is I spoke to Dorinda about it earlier in the day. Like we knew that she was coming and I said to Dorinda, like, I know you guys are filming. Like, tell me a little bit about the new housewife. She was like, how are you supposed to know about that? And I was like, I know everything. And she said, like, she is a badass. Like, she's a real badass woman. Like, Dorinda, I think, even used the term gangster. She was like, I used to be the original, like, gangster woman at, you know, of Roni. And now Leah is giving me a run for my money. So.
Well, I will say that when I was at Sonia Morgan's Sonia by Sonia Morgan fashion show, she was there. So I did know that she was going to be the new housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was arguing with someone. I won't say who, because it will probably end up in the new season. At least I'm hoping. But she was, you know, holding her own with someone.
I can make several guesses onto who that someone is.
I bet you would guess it right away.
Probably.
Now, there was also another new announcement that happened as well. Salt Lake City is joining the pack of Housewife franchise.
Yes, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's exciting.
There's going to be a Mormon, without a doubt. I mean, it's really fascinating. There's been a lot of chatter about it already on, you know, social media about, like, what is this going to look like? Because I think of all the cities you could imagine as, you know, housewives worthy in terms of glamour and just certain elements. You know, I don't feel like you think of Salt Lake City in that sense. And you do have that association to like, well, that's where the Mormons are, you know. But I feel like we're going to see a very different side of Salt Lake City than people really expect.
I'm excited. Now, when the announcement happened, was there any footage or was it just a photo? Like, what happened in that moment?
I think Andy really kind of just like let it out during one of his panels. He was being interviewed by Darren and he was basically like, look, there is a new Housewives franchise coming, which they had teased on social media the day before. There was like this cryptic tweet that was like, what if there's another city coming? And people were replying with all of their thoughts. A lot of people thought it was Chicago.
Yeah.
So at this point, there's only been kind of the announcement of the franchise. I don't think we know any cast members. We don't have a premiere date. There's not a lot of other information that's available yet. But it's something to look forward to in 2020.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Something I did see on social media was Tom Sandoval sporting a fabulous look.
Yeah. Andy, during Watch What Happens Live, was like, I'm oddly attracted to you, Tom, like, dressed like this. And I kind of felt the same way.
He looked great.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
better than I ever look when I, like, actually attempt to look good when I'm going out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's given the, you know, Drag Race competitors some competition.
So I was hearing he was talking to, I think, Kara from our digital team about his look, and he was saying about how he has a corset on and three different layers of Spanx and about how uncomfortable he is. And Kara just goes, well, now you understand. I'm like, yep, that's exactly
true.
What it is.
It's very true. The expectation that is placed on women, now you get it.
Yeah. When Brendan, my boyfriend, dressed up as a Playboy bunny for Halloween, trying to get him in tights was very fascinating. And he was like, you have to go through this on a regular basis. I was like, yes, welcome. And he's like, I understand now. I get it.
It's true. I hope we get more drag before the end of the weekend. I don't know. One day left.
Who do you think would?
I'd love to see Captain Lee dress as like Patricia. Well, maybe not drag, but speaking of cosplay, Jerry O'Connell dressed as Ken Todd and carried around a fake dog and wore a terrible wig and pretended to be Ken all over the grand ballroom.
Only Jerry O'Connell.
Only Jerry. But you know, he can get away with that. He's such a charming man.
He is.
There's nothing he could do wrong in my eyes.
I agree. Now, there's been panels throughout these past 2 days.
Yes.
Did you see any of them?
Yeah. So being in the grand ballroom posted up where we've been doing the on-camera interviews, it's kind of the main stage. Like the Hammerstein stage is where Watch What Happens Live was, but all day one, that was being prepped for that show. So Grand Ballroom is kind of where the big events were happening. So I happened to be there yesterday for the Real Housewives of New York one. I did see the Below Deck one as well. So during the Real Housewives of New York City panel, there was a little bit of shade coming from Ramona towards Sonia.
Okay.
She kind of said that, like, Sonia was in a weird place and she's going through something. And it was a little bit cryptic and kind of, like, not really very informative. So I don't really know what she was talking about. But a question came up about Bethany no longer being on the franchise and whether, you know, that was going to change things. And Ramona was basically like, I think it's going to be better without Bethany.
What did the audience do when that was said?
A mixed reaction. Okay. Because I think a lot of people, because I spoke to a few fans after the panel was over, and they loved that Ramona is just so authentically Ramona. And that's like what they expected. And that's what she delivered. So saying something like that is like, yeah, it's typical Ramona. But so there was mixed reaction because I think Bethany is a huge draw for people. And she is such a beloved character of Bravo. So I think there was a bit of a mixed reaction, but you know, we have a new housewife coming in. The women that are on the new season are all of our, you know, favorites right now. I mean, I'm so glad Tinsley is going to be back. You know, we have obviously Dorinda, Luann. So, I mean, Bethany will be missed, but on to the next.
Did Tinsley talk about Scott at all?
Well, Tinsley confirmed she is back with Scott. What's crazy is, you know, she mentioned it during the Roni panel, not really a big reaction from that. During Watch What Happens Live, massive boos.
What?
From the audience.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, people are like sick of this back and forth and sick of this like, will they or won't they? And, you know, I'd kind of asked her during my interview too, like, what's going to happen? The big thing is that he's in Chicago and you're here. She was like, we're going to make it work. And she kind of had this really kind of odd way of putting it where Scott told her, I just can't get rid of you, which sounds romantic at first, maybe. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, you shouldn't be trying to get rid of anyone that you want to be in a relationship with.
It's very Austin and Madison.
Yes.
you know?
Yes.
Because when he was on the podcast, he said that Madison was his personal brand of heroin.
Right.
And then he paused and he's like, that sounds really bad. But he just can't get away from her, essentially.
I actually gave the quote of, I just can't quit you from Brokeback Mountain. And Dale was like, oh, I like that. That's a good one. And I was like, well, you know, from a movie about like gay cowboys. I'm like, whatever, you know, I guess it could apply to Tinsley and Scott too, if we want. But yeah, so Tinsley did confirm that, mixed reviews about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, whatever makes her happy.
Yeah.
And I do like Scott, and maybe that, you know, this means we'll get to see him more on the show and we'll get to know him a little bit better and we'll understand more about this kind of weird dynamic that they have.
Yeah, I hope so. I truly want the best for Tinsley.
Yeah.
She wants to be loved and she deserves to be loved.
Truly. One fun fact about Tinsley, too, is she and Toya from Married to Medicine were wearing the same exact dress.
Iconic.
I mean, is it one of those situations, though, where it's like the Oscars and like you show up in the same dress and it's like, this is a throwdown? Or is it like, whatever, it's BravoCon, we're all celebrating, it's fine. I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cute too. Plus two, it's two shows that I never would have thought would have ever been in the same room as each other.
True.
So the fact that they were wearing the same look, it made it 10 times better. And they seemed like they were pretty cordial about it. They were posting pictures. And I did like to see how they both styled the pieces.
Exactly.
That's
true.
Because it was completely different.
Yeah, they each made it their own.
Yes.
I will say that.
I appreciated it.
Yeah.
I think every Bravo celebrity should show up in the same outfit and see how they style it differently.
That could be a new event for next year's BravoCon.
I would love that.
It could be like a Who Wore It Better.
Yes.
But like a live panel and they both come out and like people cheer. I'm into it.
Did you get to see the Southern Charm panel at all?
I did not get to see the Southern Charm panel, but what I heard about the Southern Charm panel is there were some confirmations on various sexcapades that have happened between, I think it was Catherine.
Yes.
Shep.
Yes.
And Craig.
Yes.
Okay, not together. Let me just confirm that there was no, the way I said that, like, this sounded kind of strange. But no, what was confirmed was that all of them have had sex in Patricia's house.
I internally screamed when I read this. Oh my God. Okay, well, let's break it down.
Yeah.
Catherine, obviously, like, we can kind of figure out who that person was.
Right.
But Shep and Craig, was it a party? Was it the, what is it called? The wild stag party?
Possibly.
They went a little too wild stag.
I believe it.
Into some room and just, you know, went off.
I just have this visual of like Michael the butler, like opening the door during a party to like a room being like, oh, never mind.
I have so many questions.
I have a lot of questions. I wonder how, like, what did Patricia say about it?
Right. Because I feel like a lot of Southern Charm is them trying to uphold a certain standard, especially in front of Patricia.
Right.
And revealing that they have had sexual intercourse in her beautiful mansion.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's thinking.
It's a historic building, so they better be careful in there.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Don't break anything.
Do not break a thing. She's got expensive furniture.
Yes. So yesterday, to round up day one, we had the big Watch What Happens Live live show.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you would say it.
I think it was like record setting in terms of the most Bravo celebrities on a single Watch What Happens Live.
It was like 70 plus.
It was insane.
Wow.
What I will note from that I thought was interesting is big reaction when Lisa Vanderpump came out, standing ovation, like people screaming queen, all of that. She left the stage shortly after, like I think the first commercial break, like around that time. Caroline Manzo also left the stage. And I'm thinking maybe it's because Teresa was out there.
Interesting.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Because not too long ago, Teresa was saying that Caroline was the rat who ratted her and Joe out to the feds.
Yeah.
I mean, in her defense, I wouldn't want to stay either.
I know. But, you know, it's like towards the end of the show, they played a Squash the Beef kind of game. So that could have been a great opportunity for Caroline and Teresa to really just squash it all. But one beef that did get squashed that I guess I'm thankful for is Captain Lee and Jax.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Giselle good. And Ramona did not squash.
Okay. Now, did Lisa Vanderpump sit with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Like, what was the seating situation like?
I don't think she did.
Okay.
They might have come out after she had already departed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I did see, though, Anthony from Queer Eye was in the audience.
Yes.
That's cool.
I know.
Celebrity spottings.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there were any other notable faces. I mean, our friend Amy Phillips was there doing a bunch
Love
of stuff.
Her.
Danny Pellegrino also doing a lot of fun stuff on the ground there. But Anthony was a big one. And then, I don't think anyone else that I can think of.
Now, backstage, there was an iconic moment that I know was really popular at the Bravo headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Rinna's Instagram story.
Oh my God. I died. I screen recorded it myself and posted it on my own Instagram because it was so funny. So it's Lisa backstage, Watch What Happens Live. There's like literally 80,000 Bravo celebrities in one room together. And she's filming across and she gets to, you know, Jennifer Aiden and Teresa. And she goes, there's Teresa. There's the other new housewife. I don't remember her name. Then she pans over. You see like Captain Lee and Kate. And she goes, oh my God, it's people from that boat show. She continues to pan across the room. Crosses over Austin from Southern Charm and goes, Vanderpump Rules. No. It's just everyone is here. So it's just like the whole 15 seconds were just completely inaccurate. But I was saying to everyone who replied to my story, like, the only name Lisa Rinna remembers is Harry Hamlin.
Yes.
And that's all we really expect of her.
Yeah. I mean, she looked stunning last
night.
Yeah,
I mean, I love Lisa Rinna so much. And I adore her. I think she's so funny. But, like, it's just, it is so... her
yes
to do something like that and just be proud of it too.
So fast forward to today.
Yes.
How were things? What did you do today?
Things were a little less crazy today because I think everyone sort of had their footing. They knew the different venues to go to, like Housewives Museum is here. You know, they kind of knew the lay of the land because these kind of events, they get pretty stressful. You never really know. People are coming in from out of town, all that sort of stuff. So we got a little bit more of the lay of the land. My day started doing some more on-camera interviews, some of the Atlanta ladies, so that was really fun. And then went in for some touch-ups and glam, and then we had our live podcast show.
Which went amazing,
might I add. Thank you so much.
How did you feel?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's one of those things where you're obviously nervous going into it, and it's a much different medium than what we do. Like, we just sit here in this room, and we sit on the mics, and we just talk Bravo, and it's so fun, and, like, who cares? But when you're in a room full of people, there is a pressure to perform a little bit and also to deliver a really good show, especially coming off of an amazing day one, you know, a Watch What Happens Live, like 75, 80 celebrity, you know, like it's just like, okay, well, we can't top that. But what we can do is deliver you Gisele Bryant, Gina Kirshenhider, and Melissa Gorga.
Now backstage, we had a little bit of a, you know, fire that we needed to put out quickly.
Right. someone was running a little late.
A little.
And, you know, with a live show, you kind of plan the run of show, the order of events. Sarah did a great job about like timing everything out. Like, this is how it's going to be. We had video clips that were timing with production. But it all came together because all of our women are still very professional.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do whatever you need them to do. Just some of them are not good with time management.
It happens, you know.
Right.
You lose track in the beauty. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to get ready.
Exactly.
I get it.
Exactly.
But overall, I mean, I think everything, like the fans enjoyed it. The fans were up jumping around, taking photos, screaming. We had two of them come up on stage, actually, to join Megan and Melissa on like a trivia game, which was super fun.
That was fun. It's also really fun because at this point in the day, our show is at 6:30. The bars have been opening at the venues at 10 a.m., like when these other panels start. So by the time you get to like 6:30, people are liquored up.
Oh, you're tipsy.
Oh, they are. Some of the fans that I was greeting after and taking pictures with, like, I would just like, they'd come over to me and be like, ooh, they're like, you smell ripe. Like,
do not bring any flames near this one.
Truly. But everyone was super nice. And, you know, it was really great to get the audience participation and have people screaming out. We played a couple games with the different ladies. And, you know, it was cool to get them involved because, like, that's what they're there for, you know, to, like, interact with the Bravo celebrities and just have fun. And so it was, I think it went really well.
I think it went great.
Thank you.
So in case you didn't get a chance to see it live, that episode will be coming out this Thursday. So you can listen to everything, that Gisele, Gina, and Melissa had to say, plus all the games, which is going to be great to kind of recap.
Yeah. Also, day two was the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Kenya, Portia, Eva, Cynthia. A lot of positive talk through the panel about Black girl magic and the importance of, like, Atlanta representing Black women in a strong way. Loved all of that. But of course, it's Atlanta. There's going to be shade. And there was shade. And as many of you can probably guess, a lot of it came from Kenya.
Mm.
So Nene came up a few times because we know at the start of this season, Cynthia and Nene, not in a good place. Portia, she and Nene, they've had their differences over the course of time. And then, of course, Kenya
Yeah.
and Nene. not really in a good place the last time we saw Kenya on the show, which was the end of last season. So it came up that Nene is not in the first two episodes. And then Kenya was like, yeah, she's coming, but you know what? You guys can just fast forward through her part. I was like, damn.
Yikes.
I know. And it was interesting because the reactions in the room seemed to kind of be aligned with that sort of anti-Nene
really
narrative. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's tough because with someone like Nene, she is such an icon, mm-hmm. you know, especially on Atlanta. So for her to be kind of going this way with all of her castmates and with viewers, it's going to be really interesting to watch when she finally does show up this season.
Yeah, seriously. But before we wrap up, I do have to say when we first got into the venue at Skylight Modern, there was a meet and greet happening with Giselle, Melissa, Emily, and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily was standing there in heels 2 weeks post her hip replacement surgery.
Oh my God.
So MVP of the night.
Seriously. Her and Portia.
Yeah, seriously. Both like post accidents, post injuries, and they're killing it. Still looking fabulous.
Don't schedule your surgeries around BravoCon.
Yeah, come on. God. All right. Well, you have a whole nother day ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your schedule like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, doing some more on-camera interviews, hoping to grab some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because they have a panel tomorrow afternoon.
If you get Denise Richards.
I know.
I will scream.
Yeah, eyeing Denise. I'm eyeing Rinna. Eyeing Dorit. You right. know, Dorit's really fun to talk to. But honestly, I'll take anybody.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hi, it's Megan Segura.
And I'm Sarah Harley.
And we're recapping day 3 of BravoCon.
So Megan, last day at BravoCon. How are we feeling?
Tired.
I'm so tired.
But your makeup looks fabulous.
I mean, Ashley DeSaro, you guys, she hooked me and Eric up all weekend. Yeah. And she's a delight.
At Ashley DeSaro on Instagram.
Hook her up.
Yeah.
So what happened today? Tell me everything.
So today I watched the OC panel. So it was all of the OC housewives talking with Amy Phillips, who
Ooh.
We've been on her show.
Yes.
That was really quite dramatic. It felt like a little bit of a reunion. I think Amy Phillips described it as reunion light or diet reunion, which I think is correct.
Wow. Do you think it's because they're still harboring some feelings from the reunion recording?
So I interviewed a bunch of them afterward, and from what Kelly Dodd told me, there was no resolution at the end of the reunion for her and Shannon.
Okay.
And you could tell in that panel because Kelly and Shannon were going at it.
What was happening?
Okay, so Amy Phillips asked Kelly, "Do you regret hitting Shannon on the head?" To which she said, "No."
Oh, no.
And Shannon's like, yeah, because that's smart to just hit people, right? Then Amy asked Shannon something about the injuries, like, do you think you were being overtrained? Something like that. Mm. And Kelly, ooh, she just had a field day with that question. Oh, and God. They just, I mean, back and forth, back and forth.
So I asked Eric this last night about how the seating arrangement was with the Watch What Happens Live show. But how was the seating arrangement in this panel? Who was all sitting next to each other?
Okay, so Amy Phillips is in the middle. Mm-hmm. Stage left closest to her is Tamara, then Shannon, then Gina.
Okay.
So then on stage right, it is Kelly, Emily, Bronwyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what I would have paired together.
Here's what was interesting, I thought. During the panel, when Kelly was sort of going at Shannon, the crowd seemed to be backing Kelly.
Really?
But, you know, you never know. You never know if it's just like some fans are louder than others or if maybe Shannon's fans were underrepresented. But, yeah.
The audience reaction has been very shocking to me these past few days.
In what way?
There was a moment Eric was talking about in day two about how Kenya was talking about NeNe and how you should fast forward in her parts with this new season. And the crowd started basically booing NeNe. So I'm very fascinated by that.
It is interesting. It's like a real-time research report.
Yeah.
How do the people feel?
Seriously. Okay, so what else happened in the OC panel?
Okay, so we talked about Kelly's engagement.
How was her rock in real life?
I mean, blinding. Okay, so Amy Phillips did this funny thing where she brought out the sound bowl at the beginning. Yes. And she was like, let's all set an intention. And Kelly's was that her fiance would move to OC.
Interesting.
And she said she and Michael are fighting right now, her ex. And Amy was like, because is he jealous? And she was like, yeah, I think so.
That's hard.
I mean, yeah.
That's hard. Because you, at least personally, you always compare yourself to the new person, regardless of if you mean to or not.
Right.
And the fact that they have Jolie in between everything and they seem like they were so cordial beforehand, I'm sure it throws a wrench into any scenario.
Yeah. And you know what else? What I thought was interesting, Tamara was asked about Simon. Bronwyn was like, oh, I feel like the show has made me and Sean's relationship stronger. And Tamara goes, wait a couple seasons. And then so that led Amy Phillips to ask about it. And Tamara started crying.
Really?
Yeah, she got really emotional. And Amy's like, why are you upset? And Tamara was just like, it's just really hard. She said, Simon's a good father, which, I mean, that's kind of big for Tamara to say. I feel like they've been through so much and she hasn't always had the nicest things to say about him. She's like, he's a good father and it's not fair that he's no longer part of the show, and yet they always show flashbacks, and this is something that basically he's gonna have to deal with the rest of his life.
But maybe that kind of correlates to everything that's happening in this season now with her going to therapy with Ryan and hearing more about how, like, Ryan's perspective growing up, and maybe those feelings kind of are,
yeah,
all accumulating.
True. Yeah. You know, Gina's kind of said the same thing. She sort of echoed Tamara and was like, yeah, it's not fair to Matt. Like, yeah, he is now sort of, he made his bed and he's lying in it, but it's not fair that this is something that's going to stick with him for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So Amy Phillips asked Bronwyn something to the effect of, Vicky has not had very nice things to say about you, even recently, which I know firsthand because I interviewed her backstage at the reunion. It was like, rate Bronwyn's first season. And Vicky did not have kind things to say. To which Bronwyn responded on this panel and said, I stole her orange. Of course she's pissed.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Which, I mean, you know, it's just one of those, like, whoa, were you practicing that line? Because it's a good one.
It is. It's strong.
And I can't wait to hear Vicky's reaction to that.
Wow.
If it gets back to her, which I'm sure it will. Wait, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Okay. I don't know if this is true, but it had been said on the internet that the bar results came out and Shane's name was not listed.
No.
Someone got up. So before they did Q&A with the audience, Amy Phillips asked Emily and said, so Shane retook the bar. And she said, yes, he has gotten the results or the results are in, but he hasn't looked at them. She said, I don't know if he's nervous. I don't know if he's waiting for me, but he hasn't looked. Then later, Q&A starts and someone says, the results are out, Emily, and they're public. Do you want to know if Shane passed?
Oh, my God.
And then she walked away.
She walked away.
Yes. But, like, I don't know. She got overwhelmed or what. Like, the person did, not Emily. Emily sat there and just, like, you could tell she was just, like, fuck. Like, yeah. You know, I'm really being put on the spot about this.
Did this fan have an answer as to what happened with Shane on the bar?
No, but I assume they saw the same thing I saw, which said that he did not.
Oh, my God. For a fourth time. Allegedly.
Allegedly did not. Right, if that's true. Time. We don't know.
Yes,
we don't
exactly,
know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't have the ABA website pulled up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But where do you go from there?
I just want to know why he needs to pass. He already works for a firm that I guess is supporting the fact that he hasn't passed it yet. So what does it matter?
Yeah. Not to get psychological on you, but do you think it's he feels as though he needs to prove something, and Emily's already a practicing lawyer, that he feels as though that he needs to do the same thing, since California is one of the hardest states to pass the bar in.
Oh, is that true?
Yep.
Oh.
Allegedly. Ah. Keyword allegedly.
I don't know. I wonder if now it's been done in such a public way, aka the show, that now he's like, I have to for myself. And she did say something that if he didn't pass, he was planning on taking January off of work to study. If I were her, I'd be so annoyed.
So that would be a fifth time he would be taking it?
I guess.
How much do these tests cost?
I don't know. And also, I just feel like at this point, like, Emily passed the first time.
I feel like as a spouse, that would be difficult.
Sarah, what if Kim Kardashian passes the first time?
And Shane doesn't for a fifth time. Oh my
Yikes.
God. What a world we live in today.
Right.
That's hard. And that's hard on their marriage, I'm sure.
Yes.
Does not make anything better.
Oh, and I talked to her a little bit, like, privately, because, you know, she had her hip replacement right before the reunion. So I was like, you know, how are you feeling? And she was like, it's still torture.
Oh,
I know. So
she looked like a trooper yesterday, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these women are pros. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what they are going through in their lives, they show up for fans and they come ready.
Yeah, for,
you know,
hours.
Yeah.
Like, Melissa Gorga was there all day. And by the time our show ended, it was closer probably to 8 o'clock at that point. And she was there the whole day. And I saw photos of her posing with different fans at her hotel. So even when she went back, she was still taking photos like the champ she is. So I saw on social media that Teresa and Dolores were having a panel this morning, and Teresa opened a bottle of champagne. It exploded everywhere on stage, actually where you guys were last night.
Yeah, it looks like she actually kind of threw the champagne at the first
row
of people.
It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, so long.
And then she started pouring it in everyone's mouth.
Right.
That's
like
the kind of panel I want to be on.
I know, right? Like
a
trip to Cancun or something.
Yeah. So she mentioned a few things while she was on the panel. Teresa mentioned that Joe and Melissa coming on the show in season 3 was more difficult than her legal issues.
I mean, in some ways, isn't that just so Teresa? I don't know what to think about that. That's a crazy statement.
Yeah. I mean, your family's supposed to be supporting you throughout these times, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I found that really fascinating that the legal issues that caused her to go to jail and her husband to get deported and also go to prison were less troublesome than family drama.
Part of me wants to give her the benefit of the doubt and think about the fact that, oh, like, it caused strife between her and her brother. That's what she means. But part of me thinks she just didn't like that Melissa took her shiny new toy.
Ooh.
Is that terrible? I don't know.
No, it makes sense. She also mentioned that Margaret is the biggest pot stirrer of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Do you agree or do you disagree?
I mean, I haven't seen this whole season, but from what I have seen of this season and past, no, I don't agree. I'm looking at the cast photo right now. I honestly don't know that I qualify any of them as necessarily pot stirrers. Like, Jennifer was a bit last season, I felt. Jennifer, well, and Jackie, actually. But Margaret, I don't know. Maybe something happens later.
I'm excited.
Me too. Dolores also teases a twist that could have been written in the season finale.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's so far away.
I know.
What could it be?
I don't know. Like, automatically, I think to the teaser trailer, and I think of that hair-pulling scene, but I don't think that is the season finale.
It can't be. Do we know of any altercations that are happening right now between the ladies?
Other than Danielle.
Right.
I feel like everyone's pretty much in a good state right now, at least from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But maybe it's something having to do with Teresa and Danielle, because at least from this weekend, it seems like Teresa kind of flipped on Danielle and now sees the other side of things.
But then how can she still say Margaret is the pot stirrer?
That's a great question. Dolores went on to say that none of us knew it was coming. And Teresa said she got more mad in the season finale than any other finale. More mad than the table flip.
Oh boy.
Right? That caused a huge fan reaction.
Why?
Of just the crowd went wild.
Oh, okay.
As soon as she said that. That key phrase,
table flip. For some reason, when you said that, I just pictured someone like literally fainting.
Could you imagine? I am mad that there's been no faints, at least not that I know of.
But the Vanderpump kids were telling me yesterday that someone ended up in the hospital.
Are you serious?
And they were like, went to BravoCon, or it was Friday, went to BravoCon, and now I'm in the hospital. I don't know.
A fan?
Yeah, apparently, but I haven't done any investigating to see, you know.
Well, I know what my night will entail now. So as we're speaking right now, the Beverly Hills panel is happening.
Oh my God, what? Tell me everything.
So from what I can see from the BravoTV.com live blog, which you guys should all check out, it will be going on all day today. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more content in the days coming. So Lisa Rinna mentioned how many wigs she's going to wear this season.
I mean, just based on her Instagram alone, it seems like they're going to be a lot and they all have names.
I thoroughly appreciate that they all have names because I am one who likes to name things as well. Every stuffed animal growing up had a name. My cars had names. I like to personalize things. All right. So Erika Jayne actually mentioned in the Beverly Hills panel that you actually get to see Eileen this year.
Oh, wait, yes, because I feel like I saw there was a photo that came out of Eileen at some party where the other women were at. She had like brown hair.
She looks good with brown hair.
Yeah.
I like it. And I believe this was Kyle that said this, but apparently your favorite, Kris Jenner, is going to make an appearance.
Shut up.
Yeah. I mean, sort of a cameo.
Because I don't know how much you watch Keeping Up. Do you keep up?
I don't keep up.
Okay.
That's why I do not keep up with.
And Lisa Rinna have both been on this season.
So it's like about time that they come
over. 1,000%.
It just makes sense. Of course, the new girls, Garcelle and Sutton, were talked about on the Bev Hills panel. Erica said that Garcelle is very honest, straightforward, and bright. And Sutton brings a new approach to the show, which I'm very interested what that will be.
Well, because we have a video up of Sutton on BravoTV.com. She just seems quirky. So, like, I have to imagine that's what she's talking about.
I'm about that. Yeah. I love the quirks.
Yeah.
I'm hoping one of them has a cat.
Oh.
Because there are very few housewives that have ever had cats.
Yeah. I feel like the only one that comes to mind right away is Dina Manzo with Grandma Wrinkles.
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it.
Shut up.
I think about this often because it kind of makes me a little upset.
Because you have a cat.
I have two.
Me too.
We have so much in common.
We really do.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can't fully relate to any of the housewives because no one has a cat. I want to see those 2 a.m. meow wake up calls because they're hungry even though there's food in the bowl.
Carol Radziwill.
She had cats, she did.
But she was a later in life cat owner.
She was towards the end of her New York run.
Yeah.
And she didn't really name the cat, which I like.
Yeah, they're all baby.
Baby.
I
wasn't about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't about that. So please bring a cat on the scene.
Yeah.
Dorit was asked if any of the Beverly Beachwear will be named after Garcelle or Sutton. And she just said, we'll see.
Oh.
We'll see.
She's like, I'm still waiting to see what the fans think of them.
During the day, they also showed the super tease for the new Shaw's season. Coming soon. There's no date announced quite yet, but it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So from day two, Reza actually said that he patched things up with Mike, which was very
surprising.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an interview with Reza on BravoTV.com. He mentioned that he ran into Mike in the elevator at BravoCon. So definitely check that out on BravoTV.com. So who did you get a chance to interview today?
So today, right after the OC panel, I got Bronwyn, Emily, Kelly, and Gina all at once.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good group.
It is. And you know what's nice? There are housewives that I've met a million times and they do not remember me. And, you know, I get it. They meet a lot of people. But each one of these ladies was like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? Aww. Like, it's just, and yes, I only saw them a week ago. So it would be sad if they didn't. But there's something nice about that. And, you know, remembering your Bravo fam.
But it must have been cool seeing Gina again, especially after having the live show yesterday.
I know.
That's wonderful.
Did you think it went well?
I think it went so well.
Okay, good.
The fan reaction was awesome. You guys were like celebrities afterwards with all the photos with different people.
Someone came by the little interview setup today and she was like, oh, who are you about to interview? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can say. Like, I just, because you have so many people sort of crowding around, right, that you're trying not to. And she goes, I was at your panel yesterday. And I was like, oh, well, I'm having Gina and Emily.
You guys are best friends now.
Exactly.
I did notice, though, that Gina's boyfriend was in the audience.
Was he cute?
I only got the back of his head.
What does he look like?
He's tall.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I got.
I'll be honest. I don't follow everyone on social because it gets overwhelming. So sometimes if it's not on the show, like, I have no concept of what it is.
Right.
So I have no idea what he looks like.
Tall.
Tall. I like a tall guy.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And wear heels around him.
Yeah.
Anyone else that you got to interview today?
No. I mean, I did get to watch the Beau and Stassi panel, though.
Right. How was that?
So good. Okay. So they showcased basically Stassi, which is a new digital series on BravoTV.com. And just based on everyone's reactions in the audience, I know everyone is going to love it. It's very funny. And just them together, just talking about their relationship and what it's like for Beau to be on the show now. Like, it was just, I love them so much. I have such a crush on Beau.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. Oh. Okay, this is a standout moment. The Q&A portion, someone had the best question. They said, Stassi, would you rather sleep with James Kennedy or Beau sleeps with Sheena?
What was the answer?
She was like, I'll sleep with James because I'm too jealous to have him sleep with Sheena.
Oh, that means she really loves him.
Yeah.
I did notice, though, on Stassi's Twitter earlier today, a fan tweeted her a photo of Beau holding her purse while she was doing interviews. And she subtweeted and was like, this just made me fall in love with him even more.
God, I love him so much.
I can't wait to see what this new season of Vanderpump Rules holds with them.
I know, because, okay, so they showed the premiere episode yesterday.
Yeah.
And people were apparently going bananas.
Really?
Yeah. Like, being completely silent when there was dialogue, but then when, like, a joke happened, everyone went crazy. When Lisa Vanderpump came on screen for the first time, people went nuts.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Well, Megan, you did it. Your first BravoCon weekend.
We both did it.
We both did it. We both did it. Go home.
Yeah.
Get some sleep.
Yeah.
And get ready for a whole new week of beautiful Bravo content.
Can never get enough.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.